This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss Georgia's dipping healthcare ranking. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, the Commonwealth Fund released its annual health scorecards for all 50 states and Washington, D.C., and Georgia has dropped to number 46 from number 42 among states. What seemed to hurt our score the most?
Well, it's not a surprise that it's the percentage of adults having no health insurance. I mean, we have the, according to the Census Bureau, we have the third highest uninsured rate in the country, trailing only Texas and Oklahoma. And in terms of the access to care and affordability part of this ranking, we did very poorly, ranking 49th on just that measure alone. Another problem that we were ranked low on was the percentage of adults who went without medical care because of cost. And that's obviously a serious issue and can lead to real health complications for those people who skip care.
So with so many of our issues rooted in healthcare costs, what are state leaders doing to help more people access affordable healthcare?
Well, Governor Kemp and his administration have proposed a waiver that would essentially allow prices to come down on the health insurance exchange through something called reinsurance. And they've also proposed to add more people onto Medicaid. It's not Medicaid expansion, but it would allow certain people who meet work and other requirements to gain access to Medicaid. And so anything that goes toward lowering costs and increasing eligibility are good things.
And the report also noted that Georgia performed well in some areas. What were those?
We're doing a better job on having diabetic adults getting an annual hemoglobin A1C test. And we're also doing well on increasing mobility for home health patients. Also, children getting needed mental health care, and we were rated highly for preventing catheter-associated infections.
The numbers used for this report are pre-COVID numbers, but we've seen other signs that families are really hurting right now. Does this forecast a potentially lower score in coming years?
Well, unfortunately, it does, because with COVID-19, many, many people have lost jobs. And with losing jobs, they lose health insurance for themselves and their families. Now, we have not expanded Medicaid, so that's not an option for many of these people. And so we're likely to see our numbers go up in terms of the uninsured. And that's absolutely a troubling thing.
And there are several organizations that issue these types of state health scores. Why are they important to pay attention to?
It shows us how we're doing in comparison with other states, not just states that do traditionally well on these type of measures, but also our neighbors in the Southeast. I mean, coming in 46th is not unusual for Georgia. I mean, we usually rank anywhere from 38 down to the lower 40s on these healthcare scorecards, unfortunately. But it gives us a roadmap on what we can improve on. And it gives people who are lawmakers and community leaders an idea of where we can improve and where we're doing well.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gbbnews.org.